From you we can do nothing, so we depend on you.
I've got like five different pieces and they don't really flow, but I felt led to share all five pieces. That makes sense. Because everybody needs a little something different today. So open your Bibles, please, to Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. But I'm going to start it off with a true story that I pulled out of my file. And if you're real mercy motivated like me, hang on, brace yourself a little bit. But Jennifer Johnson, she forgot to get gas, and now it was dark. She was in the wrong section of town. Her gas tank was empty, and she was very scared. She locked her doors, waiting for a policeman. It was foggy out, and she really couldn't make out where she was. She looked around. Nothing looked familiar. It was very foggy and smoggy, so she was really at a disadvantage because she couldn't see very well. She has no gas, and she can't see. Then she saw him, a man tapping on the glass. She became hysterical. She screamed, get away, leave me alone. The man started yelling and tapping harder and harder and harder, but Jennifer couldn't hear what he was saying. Then he tried the doors, and that freaked her out even more because he's not going to give in. He's not going to stop. She began honking the horn as loud as she could, and finally the man left. In a short time, the man was back with a steel bar. He broke the windows, he unlocked the door, and he grabbed her arm. Sliding away from him in fear, she kicked his face. She broke his nose, crushed part of his face. Bleeding, he pulled her from the car. Dazed by her blow and trembling, he wiped the blood from his battered face. And that's when she saw the flashing lights and she heard the loud noise and felt the ground tremble underneath her feet. She watched as a huge train roared past and crushed and crashed into her disabled car and dragged it, totally demolished her car down the railroad tracks. This man was just trying to help her. This man was a watchman. And I just want to encourage people out there that are trying to help your family, you're trying to help your group, you're trying to watch, and all you're getting is a bloody nose. All you're getting is a kick in the face. Because they don't see what the watchman sees. The watchman knew that if he didn't go and rescue her, she was going to be in that car and she'd drag down that track. And that's what I want to say to a lot of you today, tonight, whenever you're listening, is that you're in a hard place because you see things. You're filled with oil and you see the darkness and you have eyes to see what's coming and no one wants to listen. In fact, they attack you, that you're weird. There's something wrong with you when actually you're standing on the wall and you're trying to warn that a storm is coming. We won't get a lot of thanks in this life from a lot of people. But if we obey the Lord and do what he's asked us to do, and I don't know what God's asked you to do, but he's called me to warn people of what's coming in this new order, this new system that's here. And it hasn't been easy because people don't want to hear warnings when everything looks okay. Everything looks okay, but we're starting to see now in other countries things are happening. Things are happening and stuff we can't even really talk about now that I've talked about for years now, that if you say stuff, you're being censored and taken. That should be a red clue, a red flag. Hello, we're coming into some real dangerous territories under the name of health. As our control, as the control and the liberties are taken more and more, a clamping down, a tightening of the noose. Watchmen never have had it easy. This man's job wasn't easy, trying to break her window. He knew she was scared, but he knew that if he didn't get through to her, she would die. And he saved her life, but he ended up damaged, hurt, bruised, bleeding. So I just want to encourage you watchmen out there. You know you're doing what God said, and your family won't listen. Your pastor won't listen. Your husband or wife won't listen. And you just think, am I the crazy one? Well, you see what's coming. God's given you eyes to see and ears to hear what's coming. So don't shrink back. There's a scripture that I was reading today. I was going to end it with this, but this message has no rhyme or reason, okay? Now the just shall live by faith, Hebrews 10:38. But if any man shall draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If we're watchmen, even though you don't get applauded, you don't get likes, you don't whatever, you know you're obeying God, he's going to reward us. But you might not see it right now. So stand strong. Don't shrink back. Don't give in to bitterness. Boy, it's a temptation when people slap you across the face. And I mean, there's a way to leave a group, and then there's a demonic way. There's a demonic way of strife and division and every evil work. We're going to see real love. When you have real Christian love, you act different than the world. But now we're seeing this race baiting, we're seeing this gender baiting, and we're seeing this all this other stuff I can't even talk about now, but people are picking sides and they're fighting. This has been the plan all along. Problem, reaction, solution, chaos, right? So stand your ground, don't shrink back. Though none go with you, we've decided to follow Jesus. And he never said it would be easy. It was never easy for the watchman here in Isaiah 56. His watchmen in verse 10 are blind. I'll stop there for a second. Here's my blind watchman story. God doesn't want us to be blind. He wants us to see. He wants us to warn. But this is a story of a man. He got a job as a night watchman at a factory. There had been lots of thefts by the workers on the night shift. So every morning when the night shift workers passed through his gate, it was his job, to check their bags and pockets to make sure they didn't steal any pens, to make sure that nothing was stolen. So things were going along. The first night on the job, he saw a man pushing a wheelbarrow of newspapers come through his gate. He thought, that man thinks he can cover up what he's stealing with those newspapers. So he removed the paper, only to find nothing. Still, he felt the man was acting strangely, so he decided he was going to keep his eye on him. He said, what's going on? The guy goes, I get a little extra money from newspapers. I recycle. So I go into the lunchroom and I pick up all the newspapers that everybody threw away, and I make money on that. So the guard let him pass. He thought, okay, well, I'm still going to keep my eye on you acting a little weird. So the next night it was the same. And the night after that, week after week, the same guy would push the wheelbarrow of newspapers past the guard's checkpoint. I don't even like those words now, checkpoints. The guard would always check and find nothing. Then one night, about a year, this went on for a year, the guard reported for work only to find a message that had been left for him to go see his boss immediately. So he walked into his supervisor's office, and before he could say a word, the boss said, you are fired. Fired? He acted totally surprised. What did I do? It was your job to make sure that no one stole anything from this plant, and you have failed, so you're fired. Wait a minute. What do you mean failed? Nobody ever stole anything from this place while I was on guard. Oh, really? The boss answered. Then how do you account for the fact that there are 365 missing wheelbarrows? The watchman had an important duty back then and even today. And if watchmen fell asleep and they let the enemy in the camp, if they fell asleep, they were neglected to warn the people. It was a serious offense. Well, Jesus is our watchman, and we're connected to him. He tells us things. He shows us things. He tells you what to research. Because everybody can find something positive or negative. You give them their research, and they'll give you yours. I mean, it's just like this war's going on right now. The Lord shows us the truth. And what did he say in the end times? Deception is going to be rampant. Do you think he was telling the truth?
Yes, he
Why are people acting the way they are? They're deceived. They are deceived. He said in Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Isn't that good news? But here, going back to Isaiah 56, verse 10, God's got a lot of watchmen. I don't know if they're God's men, if they just fell asleep, or if the devil put them there, who knows what, but they're blind. He said they're blind, they're all ignorant, they're dumb dogs, they cannot bark. Now we know when a dog barks, that's a sign something's going on, something's wrong. If you have a dog and someone comes to their house, they don't know who they are, they start barking. That's a warning to let you know, alert, 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 someone's coming. Well, if your dog doesn't bark, that's a bad dog. My sister got her house robbed and her dog never barked. And he stole all her jewelry. She didn't even know. She was like, that dog didn't bark. Well, there's something, they call it a no-bark collar that's used to suppress the dog's bark. So if you want to relax and you want to have peace and quiet and you don't want your dog barking, you get this collar and it sends shockwaves to him, right? And they provide a shock, an electronic battery-operated collar, and it stops them from barking. So they train them not to bark. Well, this has happened in churches, just so you know. If a preacher wants to preach truth, they have the anti-collar people in there that keep giving you electric shocks, like, don't say that, don't say that, don't step on my foot, don't tell the... That's a wrong spirit, because God wants us to be free. So we have watchmen that won't bark, and they're blind and dumb. And then we have watchmen that want to bark that have no shock collars, shock the preacher, cut off his finances, do all this and that if he's going to tell the truth. So you have a war going on. So you have people that want to obey God and then people that are falling asleep and they're dumb dogs. They can't bark. Yet they're greedy. They never have enough. And they're shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. The watchman had to see what's coming. That's his job. That's what he's called to do. And they discover an enemy. They discern enemy that's approaching. And then they have to bark. And they bark what God tells them to say. A storm coming. New system coming. Be careful. Things are changing in our world. Who can you believe? What are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? It's hard now because there's such a ditch on both sides. And he told us a straight and narrow. Well, you got a political ditch, you got this ditch, you got this ditch, and they're honey traps. Yes. They're all honey traps. Don't be pawns in the game, because he wants to use people against each other right now to cause chaos and division. And seeing so much division, just even in my little camp here, just the division of people that do this my way, they don't get their way. There's so much flesh in people. Do you realize what's coming? We don't have time to fight each other. No. The time is too late to get into these quabbles and these, is that a word? Squabbles. Half the time I make up things. We don't need to be divided because the enemy wants to divide us and he's winning. He's winning. Christian against Christian. The flesh, you're going to find out who's got real love. Because when you have real love, you walk in love. Even if you disagree and you argue, whatever, you don't divorce each other. I've never seen such craziness going on. Not just with what I'm seeing, but grandmothers are getting dumped. Families, brothers and sisters are being, this is all prophesied. Betrayal. That they're going to turn you in thinking they're doing God's service, and it's going to get to a point where they're going to kill you thinking they're obeying God.
That's right.
That's in Matthew 24. So hang on. But we want to keep barking. We want to keep barking, right?
Right.
And this was it's in 2 Samuel 9. You can look there if you want, but I felt like this was for someone too. That you're wounded and hurt, and I know what that feels like. We've all been wounded and hurt trying to break the windshield, open up the doors, honk the horn, let people know there's a train coming. There is a train coming. And, well, don't mess me up. I'm only wanting to hear something positive. Well, you're going to face it. No matter if you're positive, got your head in the sand, want to confess power into existence, all this stuff, It's going to happen whether you like it or not, because the beast is rising. He didn't say we are to fight the beast. We're to come out of her.
Amen.
Come out of her, my people. Unless you enjoy the plagues that are coming on the beast, right? The Bible says, come out. We can't fight this. This is something that we can't fight, but we yield to him and we walk with him and we stay on that narrow road. We don't get off in this ditch and that ditch because there's ditches. But the narrow path is you make sure that you're walking in love, even if others don't. And there's people now I've blocked. I'm just like, you know what? I've had enough of their nonsense. I'm done. Because you can't treat people like demons and expect to still be friends, right? So there's a time you have to protect yourself because it's just not healthy. It's wise, but that just means, you know what? Don't be a mat for somebody to walk all over you and abuse you and abuse you. I've had enough of that in my life. I don't know about you. So you put up your boundaries. In this day, you're going to have to put up boundaries probably like we never have before, because there's going to be such division. This is just the beginning. And I have friends in Australia. I have friends in New Zealand, different things that are happening now. There is definite lockdowns to their homes that are happening now. And there's things that we thought was going to happen a year ago that didn't, and we got a reprieve, but we're seeing this stuff happening. This is not a day to be bickering and fighting and stupid stuff that doesn't really matter for eternity, right? Realize we got to serve God. We got to be a light and salt while we can. We got to bark while we can. We got to be there for our families. And if your family cuts you off, be there for your neighbor. If your neighbor cuts you off, you're just still following the Lord. Because this watchman that had to break through that car, he didn't get a great applause. But he saved her life. And some, through you just save them by the, you know, skin of their chinny chin chin. As the saying goes. Anyway, I'm kind of wound up. So here, 2 Samuel 4:4. I mean, I don't get upset often, but, you know, some certain things have really upset me lately. Because of the way people act. It's like really, and when you act weird, you're going to get a reaction.
Great.
You know what I'm saying? So here, 2 Samuel 4:4, we're talking about Mephibosheth. Say that five times. Mephibosheth, Mephibosheth, Mephibosheth. King Saul tried to kill David. Saul had a son, Jonathan, and Jonathan had a son, Mephibosheth. In 2 Samuel 4:4, in the arms of his nurse, when she heard that Saul and Jonathan were dead and the news of invading soldiers, in haste and panic and fear, she dropped him. And as a result of being dropped, he became lame in his feet. Have you ever been dropped by somebody you thought was your friend? Do you ever get dropped by somebody, your parents, you thought that they had your back? My dad, as you know, was a World War II vet from Normandy, one of the only ones that survived there. And he didn't know how to be there for really for us kids because he was going through his own trauma. This nurse was going through her own trauma. And she dropped Mephibosheth because of what she was going through. And a lot of the people around you that are acting weird are going through stuff. So we have to just take a step back and realize this is a chaotic world right now. And people are wounding each other. People are saying things, doing things. They're leaving scars. And we should be a lot farther along than we are. But because someone dropped us, now we got to get back up again. And we got to pick up and we got to go. We should be farther along. But we had parents that dropped us. We had a husband that dropped us. A wife that dropped us. Maybe a friend that dropped us. So you got to get back up. And you got to get back on the wall. And you got to say, I'm going to do what God tells me to do. I'm not going to shrink back.
Amen.
Right? Because this is a day we're going to see true Christianity. Probably suffer persecution in the United States that we've never seen. We're already being censored. We're dialing up for more trouble and more storms. But because this nurse dropped him, he was crippled, wounded, and lame because of what she was going through. And this is why I always say, God, help me forgive people because I don't know what they're going through. I just see their weird actions and what they're doing. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know the battle they're going through. You don't know the fear and why they act the way they do. Because if the enemy can get us in fear, we aren't rational. We don't think. People are not using common sense for anything because they're too afraid. And this is all by design for the enemy to get everybody afraid, afraid of each other. This is coming into another level, folks, where they want you do what they say and do it or else. You know, we're starting to see this in different places, and I've tried to warn you as much as I can, but I'm just so disappointed in some of the people I tried to warn that don't even get it. It's like you can only bark so long and say there's somebody at the door. Do you know what I'm saying? So what do you do with them? Just let them go. Jesus had to wipe his feet, right? There's some people you're going to have to wait. They're not going to realize that they're deceived until some more storms come. They're not going to want to hear sermons of truth because they want their ears tickled. That's all they know is ear tickling, because we've had blind guides that were sleeping, that were just building their own kingdoms and making mega churches, and they weren't telling people the truth. And as a result, people didn't realize what's going on in the world. They didn't know the merchants of the earth are controlling things behind the scene. There's hidden hands, there's operations in going on that people don't want to hear about, because now you're just a theorist. Yeah. I don't even want to use the words. It's in the Bible, just so you know. They did it against Jesus. They conspired against him. They conspired against Paul. And if they hated Jesus, they're going to hate you too. She dropped him. And this is what I want to say to you that have been dropped. I know grandmothers. I know personal stories. God says, I know others have walked out on you, but I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. We've never had friends like that. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Psalms 27:10, when my father and my mother, when I first got saved, this is a scripture, because my mom died when I was young and I never felt like I really had a dad. And thank God he got saved at the end of his life. But this is a scripture that kept me for so many years. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. The Lord will receive you. And I see divisions in families. This is all by design. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay steady. Don't shrink back. If you fall, get back up again. Nobody's here because they have not made mistakes. Let me tell you that. I was just thinking back through my life, and I was like, that was not a good choice. I mean, have you ever made choices and you thought that was a good choice, and you're later like, man, that was really a bad choice. Some of the preachers I followed, and that's been what I've been uncovering for the last few years, I didn't know that they were part of the New Age system that's coming, that's here. And this is the other thing. I don't care what you listen to, what you research. If they take you off into a New Age place, you got to be careful, because the New Age is invading everything. All the political, all the scientific, all these different things are happening. So you got to walk in the narrow road. And you have to know there's controlled opposition. The enemy wants to control both sides. So that there's ditches on both sides. Walk. This kingdom is not of this. Jesus' kingdom is not of this earth. So why do we want to be home here? Because he said, if you love the world, the love of the Father isn't in you. The beast system has risen. It's been here. Everything's been part of the beast system. It's not just now. It's always been a part. And that's why he says, come out. Come out. When you see something that's not right, come out of it. Come out of it, my people. Why? Because the enemy wants to destroy God's people. He wants not just to destroy God's people, he wants to destroy people. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. Actually, that in John 10:10 is about false teachers there. It's not just the devil. He uses false teachers to steal, kill, and to destroy. So anyway, I just want to encourage you that have been dropped. We've all been dropped. Rise again. Step up. You know, and we're going to close with this. This little story. Some of you will remember this. They call it Chippy the parakeet, but I don't know if I really like that name, Chippy. Maybe something else. But anyway, we had a happy bird, okay? Content sitting on his perch, swinging and singing. And one day, Chippy's snapper, what do you want to call him? Singing bird. Think of your own pet, something. One day, Chipper's owner started to clean out his cage. She took out the attachment of the end of the vacuum hose to just clean out the bottom of the cage. Then the phone rang. She got distracted, and she picked to go pick up the phone. She accidentally sucked up Chippy in the hose. She sucked him up in the hose. She dropped the phone ripped open the bag to find this parakeet lying in the dust. He was alive, all you animal lovers, but he was dazed. He was dirty. She ran him like anyone would do when somebody's really dirty. She just turned on the faucet and blasted him under the faucet with running water from the sink, and she nearly drowned him. Then she reached for the hairdryer and she blasted him with hot air. Now the owner said, "Chip doesn't sing much anymore." He just sits there and stares off into space. He was no longer a singing parakeet. And I say that to say, we've all been through shocks and blasts and hot air and dirt, and we're a little dazed, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. We can't stop singing, right? So we get back up again. Hallelujah. Ha ha, devil, you tried to destroy. Kill, and destroy. Can't even talk. Blah, 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 blah. But we're not going to lose our song. And I know a lot of you are dazed. You've been dropped. You've been hurt. You're a watchman that's not being listened to. And all that, I just want to say, we're all in the same boat, really. Those that are following the narrow path. But Jesus is on that path. Amen. Amen. Why did we think we were not going to get attacked?
Right? Yeah.
Why did we think we were not going to be tried and tested in the fire? Why did we not think we were going to have trials? These are demonic trials, that fiery furnaces that people are going through, right? Ripping. When you rip apart friendships, it hurts. When you do it correctly, there's times that you just can no longer agree, but you don't do a ripping and a tearing. You're going to have to answer to God for that.
That's right.
That is wrong. If you want to leave your church and pastor, I'm telling you, they're the most dropped people in the world. They can never please people. People are never happy, because you know what? People aren't happy with themselves.
That's right.
So they're not going to find a church they like. They're not going to find anything that they ever like, because they really don't like themselves, most people.
Right.
So if you have to leave a fellowship, do it correctly. Don't be doing the silent treatment. Can I just say, silent treatment is demonic. Can just leaving people in a dark room and then blast them with hot air. Yeah, and I'm saying that because I know a lot of people are going through this right now. And if you have to leave, do it correctly, do it right in the fear of the Lord, because this is a day when there is a ripping and a tearing, and woe unto us that rip away from a true watchman, from somebody that God was really speaking through, right? They're never spoken well of in the Bible. They've always been attacked. So just to be encouraged, if you're attacked, you're probably doing the right thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was attacked. His disciples were attacked, stoned, beaten, left for dead. And we think we go through a little trial and we're going to not follow Jesus anymore. No, the times are going to get tougher. This is just the beginning of the new systems that they're putting in place. So be strong in the Lord. Be strong for your families. Father, we thank you for giving us strength. Help make us harden to difficulties, the things that other people are going through in other countries right now. It's even hard to talk about the things that they're going through, the letters that I get. And Father, I just pray you encourage us, strengthen us. Let people see what's really going on. Give them eyes to see the deception that's all around, and let them see the truth, and let them know that the Bible is true. He said many are going to be deceived. There's going to be famines and wars and rumors of wars, but we know these things have to come to pass. But we're not to be afraid. We're not to draw back, but keep our eyes on you. So, Father, we ask you for the strength for the journey. Whatever we need to do, help us do it. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. You can always go to my website, livinginhispresence.org. And many times you have been unsubscribed and you didn't even unsubscribe yourself. This is just what's happening now at YouTube. So I do a message pretty much every week, once a week. So if you can't find me, go look on our page, livinginhispresence.org. And then I also would like you guys to email me, write me, our P.O. box. I would love some letters in our P.O. box. I like to know what's going on. I don't know if different countries are being cut off. I don't know if you're getting my responses. So any feedback would be really helpful. And thank you for you that are helping us, because this basically is it right now. Either we're viewer supported and we go on as long as you help us go on. And I'm not going to quit if you don't. So everyone said, in Jesus' name, amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Jesus, I love you. Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend.